I learned, or began to learn many years ago at university, that the only answers to any question or dilemma were whatever one wants them to be. Ha! I thought at the moment this sparkling insight struck me. This is easy. I can just pick an answer that suits me and then construct an argument that the answer can sit atop. I think it took only minutes to sense the disappointment of being wrong again. It's not that easy, of course it isn't, and it never will be. The problem doesn't go away, the question simply shifts. The answer may well be whatever it is you want it to be. But then you're faced with that question. What do you want it to be? There are no guides or instructions or maps in this landscape of the self. You're discovering what consciousness is and how it makes us different from non-human animals. Wait, stay with me. It's worth it. Who are you and what do you want? You might at first think these are simple questions. It's like an interview for a job. What makes you think you should work here? Any idiot can answer that question. But if you're honest, would you get the job? I never really wanted any jobs I got. I just have to play this stupid game we all got born into. Who are you? And what do you want? Who's providing the answers? You? Well, who are you and where did you come from? What makes you think that way? You get the idea, I guess. This might help the next time you see a video of a police officer beating a person half to death, or a person throwing a brick at a police horse. There are no easy answers, no easy questions. There is a complex emotional landscape and an infinity of sky.